In November 2023, I had the honor of being a co-host of the Network to Heal Summit, which was created by Matthias and Doris Badner with fellow co-host Nathaniel Schwartz. The following episode is a taster of the interview which Matthias did with Dr. Amit Agarwal, and I will be sharing more taster episodes with you over the coming days. If you enjoy this lecture and would like to purchase the Summit package to have full access to all the lectures plus bonus content, then Matthias has organized a massive discount for my listeners. The package is normally €295, but if you use the code NETWORKTOHEAL200, you will receive a €200 discount, meaning you can get the entire Summit package with bonus content for only €95. To access this, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German. Scroll to the bottom of the page where it says secure your conference package now and enter the discount code NETWORKTOHEAL200. Easy peasy. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, very welcome to the International Homeopathy Summit. And this time I have a face which we have not interviewed yet, and this is Dr. Amit Agarwal. Dr. Amit Agarwal is a homeopath who also works with naturopathic medicine. He integrates trauma therapy and is working with childhood trauma, as ancestral trauma, and also works with depression, anxiety, and is a very fresh and young, in my eyes, a very fresh and young doctor who is very dynamic and has beautiful results with his patients, because he works wholesome and uses homeopathy to help people coming faster out of these traumatic situations. But we will learn now more. You're very welcome, Amit. I'm happy that we can talk today about your work.
Thank you, Matthias. It's a pleasure. So I combine homeopathy, family constellations, gestalt psychotherapy, EMDR, and naturopathic medicine. And today we're going to cover really how trauma affects the body. So the adrenal system, and also how the gut and liver also affect the body, because a lot of people facing trauma are suffering from anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression, OCD, insomnia, are often a result of biochemical imbalances as well as traumatic experiences. So I'm going to share some holistic therapies also to heal the gut, the liver, and the adrenal system. I'll mention a couple of common remedies for liver detox, adrenal support, and of course to heal trauma, and where we can find those remedies. Of course, it's not necessarily a purely classical way, but this integrated approach I find has helped a lot of people. And hopefully we'll have time to cover a bit of family constellations therapy as well, some healing sentences to heal ancestral trauma. So entanglements from our ancestors, from our parents, from miscarriages, from abortions, from secrets in the family, from murders, from just abuse, in intergenerational trauma, basically.
Often we don't know about that, and it carries us, and it's a bit like miasms. There's a kind of a miasm therapy which is working like that. Are you aware of that?
Gosh, now I'm excited. No, I'm not aware of that one yet.
That the miasms also carry like underground family traumas, and then if you release them, then you also can you get rid of the trauma, and you can also heal. And it's also it's a way of Mohinder Jus, you might know, and Dr. Rosina Sonnenschmidt from Germany or Switzerland, and they were teaching this way. So
I'll look it up and see how to integrate with family constellations therapy.
I think it's very similar in that way. So it might be very interesting for somebody who, like you, who works in this field already. So, but now we want to learn about your approach, because I'm very curious. And you say that the gut, the liver, and the emotions are connected to chronic disease and illnesses. And what has that also to do with traumatic situations?
Okay. So I'm going to go through this quite fast because of time, but if you're lost, I've put free videos on my website, which you have there, right?
Okay.
which will cover gut healing, liver healing, adrenal support, and emotional healing techniques as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the basics, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We have your stomach, you have intestines. Your intestines are like a nice tube, a nice lining, kept healthy by good bacteria and good food.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, with antibiotic use, a poor diet, too much alcohol, too much coffee, too much sugar, and just inflammatory foods such as gluten, dairy, etc., if you're sensitive to those foods, what happens is the good bacteria get killed off and the lining gets damaged in your intestines, mm-hmm. right? And this damaged lining, then holes come into the intestines and toxins leak into your bloodstream, causing inflammation everywhere in your body, right? So that's the leading cause for asthma, eczema, arthritis, etc. This mm-hmm. damaged intestine is often known as leaky gut syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And imbalance of microbacteria, yeah, the bacteria in your gut, is often called a dysbiosis in your microbiome. All right,
mm-hmm.
people to put things together. Now, most of your serotonin, GABA, etc., your neurotransmitters, is produced in your gut
mm-hmm.
by the good bacteria. So when you kill these off and they're not thriving well enough because of poor diet, poor bile flow, I'll talk about liver health and importance of bile flow in the microbiome. Then what happens is you don't produce enough neurotransmitters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So already you're going into anxiety and depression. Then the chronic inflammation in your body then stresses your body, all your cells, to produce more cortisol. It also stresses your adrenal glands to produce more cortisol. So you go into a cortisol imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a cortisol imbalance, that also suppresses serotonin, dopamine, GABA, melatonin, your neurotransmitters, for feeling good, for reducing anxiety, and improving sleep, right? So you can see the gut connection to mental health, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to trauma, homeopathic remedies, etc. very soon. Let's now go to the liver, though. So the liver is the master organ. Yeah, it controls blood sugar regulation. It produces bile for digestion, helps with detoxification. It also balances your hormones. A lot of people think it's the ovaries and testes, but the liver plays a huge role in hormone metabolism. All right. So now we have all this inflammation, yeah, going to your liver, right? Your liver becomes inflamed, number one, because your whole body gets inflamed. Number two, inflammation creates toxins, extra toxins, which your liver has to deal with, okay? Then obviously we're having a lot of other junk food, pesticides, chemicals from the environment, which are smashing your liver on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So your liver becomes, in Chinese medicine, we call it liver stagnation, liver qi stagnation, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Liver toxicity. When we have liver toxicity, and 90% of the population, world's population, has liver toxicity, the liver becomes stagnant, produces less bile, number one. When it produces less bile, we get more gas, bloating, constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's why Nux Vomica, Lycopodium, those homeopathic remedies, are often used. They're liver remedies, but they also help with constipation because Nux Vomica improves bile flow, and so does Lycopodium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only symptom-based, it's organ-based as well. Very important to keep in mind. Why are we using those remedies? And so also what happens is the liver is the master control of hormones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have liver stagnation, you have a hormonal imbalance, usually a progesterone deficiency, estrogen excess. That often leads to irritability, insomnia, anxiety. Also very important to note, progesterone helps GABA, the anti-anxiety neurotransmitter, work better in the brain. So when progesterone is low, GABA works less effectively in the brain. So when progesterone is low, we get more symptoms of anxiety and insomnia and weepiness. And that's why women with PMS symptoms, which is breast tenderness, gas, bloating, maybe constipation, maybe diarrhea, also have some mood issues, right? Hormonal
mm-hmm.
imbalances.
Yeah.
And also insomnia for some cases. So you can see the connection between the liver,
mm-hmm.
the gut symptoms, the hormonal imbalances, and the mental symptoms that come with PMS symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in Chinese medicine, it's known as, you know, hormonal imbalances due to liver qi stagnation. Very common.
Mm-hmm.
And the mistake most people make is they focus only on hormonal remedies. Yes, of course, CPS is great. Colosynthesis, all these hormonal remedies are excellent. But you got to also work on reducing inflammation by healing the gut and removing inflammatory foods, detoxifying the liver with the remedies I cover in my online course. I cover a lot of remedies in there. And of course, gut healing protocols as well. Okay. And then look at also hormonal remedies. Okay. You got to heal the pillars of health. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And remember also how to, so the other way that this relates to mental health is when you have less bile flow, right? You basically, your microbiome, the gut bacteria, will be less healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have more inflammatory damage in your gut because things are not flowing well. You're not digesting food well because bile acids are important to break down fats and improve with digestion and activate your enzymes. So if these activations do not happen, you're going to have poor digestion. So more damage to your gut. So more leaky gut syndrome, more chronic inflammation, and therefore more neurotransmitter imbalance. Okay. Now, before we go into the adrenal system and trauma, I also want to mention that when you have a cortisol imbalance due to toxicity and inflammation, cortisol, when it's imbalanced, basically, you have a poor conversion of inactive T4 thyroid hormone into active thyroid hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have less active thyroid hormone floating in your body. When that happens now, of course, then the brain, first of all, needs thyroid hormone to produce serotonin. Okay. Also, so you're going to have more depression symptoms. All your cells in your body need thyroid hormone to function well, to feel active. So you're going to feel a lot of fatigue, depression, you know, and other hormonal imbalances that come because all your organs start malfunctioning. And as we know, when you have a hormonal imbalance, that also leads to mental health symptoms, such mm-hmm. as anxiety, depression, chronic fatigue, etc.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've covered the basics there of the biology of neurotransmitters. Let's touch upon the adrenal system and trauma.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the chronic inflammation toxicity, that stresses the adrenal glands to make cortisol because cortisol is needed for managing inflammation. All right. So already your adrenal glands are stressed. Then daily life stresses also burn out your adrenal glands. They put us into fight or flight or freeze response. Yeah. So your adrenal glands have to make adrenaline and cortisol to manage all this information and overwhelm, right? So this already starts to burn out your adrenal system, causing a cortisol imbalance and therefore neurotransmitter imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And also hormonal imbalances happen when we have poor adrenal function,
mm-hmm.
okay? Now, the other thing very important, this is where trauma comes in, childhood trauma, adulthood trauma, all these things basically get stored in your nervous system,
mm-hmm.
as well as ancestral trauma. And so when you're a child, if there's been abuse, divorce, neglect, abandonment, moving too much, et cetera, moving homes too much, not physically your body, then what happens is this trauma is stored in the nervous system. So your nervous system is programmed into fight, flight, or freeze response already.
Mm-hmm.
That uses up a lot of energy. Right? Your adrenal glands are always overworking to protect you, to hide your vulnerability, to safeguard you against future attacks, right? Because we start getting paranoid or predicting, we guard ourselves. It's just conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
That uses up adrenal energy as well, right? And so again, unhealed trauma contributes to adrenal burnout. And then when you become stressed as an adult or you experience something a bit scary, all those childhood wounds are re-triggered. So somebody who's more traumatized during childhood has a higher adrenal response, a higher fight, flight, or freeze response than somebody who hasn't been traumatized too much.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And therefore, that will throw off your neurotransmitters even more as an adult when you have unhealed trauma as a child, or even unhealed trauma since adulthood. So that's why it's super important to release trauma from the body, from the mind. Yeah.
Mind and from the cells probably as well.
From the cells, absolutely. From mm-hmm. the cells, because trauma basically affects your mitochondria and ATP production.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It changes, your DNA changes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they've done studies on that where descendants of people who from the Holocaust or from 9/11, et cetera, their physiology is different. And I'll explain why shortly when we talk about ancestral trauma and family constellation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Going back to healing trauma, so I'll use Gestalt therapy, EMDR, family constellations. So we do retreats around the world in different places, especially in Africa, where people come for safari and yoga and then trauma healing. And that's where we go really deep into trauma healing, yeah, using very safe, supportive methods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why I love homeopathy is because it goes beyond just psychotherapy. It mm-hmm. encompasses the entire person,
mm-hmm.
yeah? It encompasses basically the expression of a person, yeah? Their character, how they're behaving. We look at that. Are they fearful? Are they withdrawn, right? Are they suicidal thoughts, etc.? So we look at the character to choose the remedy, and we also look at the type of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for example, I had a client who was in a severe accident, and it was a shock, right? And upon, so 20, 30 years later, after the accident, she started getting triggered by, she started having seizures, mostly on her right side, and upon falling asleep. And then, so I used a bit of somatic experiencing to help release the stuff from the trauma. There was also an entanglement with a family member during the accident. Also, when we repertorize it, we look at ailments from accidents. Opium is one of the remedies. And tremors or convulsions upon falling asleep, opium shows up as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And opium made a huge difference in the case, massive difference. So why do I bring
this? Which potencies are you using?
Well, we started with a 30C, just slowly, just to see the effect. Then I moved up to a 200C and then eventually a 1M.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gradually.
Mm-hmm.
Why this is important, because I want to bring everyone's attention to the rubric, the chapter Mind Ailments From. In the beginning, we have Mind Ailments From, an entire set of rubrics for the different kind of basically traumas somebody might experience. Mm-hmm. Ailments from discords between parents, graphitis is a big one there, right? I've used graphitis for somebody who had chronic constipation, where nux vomica, the typical gut remedies didn't work. But she had a history of parents fighting a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And graphitis worked beautifully there. You have ailments from sexual abuse, ailments from financial loss, ailments from betrayal, ailments from death of a loved one, you know. So maybe it might be aurum, where there's a lot of guilt, sense of regret, suicidal thoughts, or maybe natrum muriaticum, where there's this withdrawal, nostalgia, sensitivity to music, or resentment of a person who's disappointed them. Right. So we look at the mind ailments from rubrics and all the remedies there. And of course, we combine it with the characteristic expression of a person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we, for the beginning homeopaths, we don't know how to characterize everything. So this is a great way into the person's case and looking at mind ailments from. You get a bunch of remedies, seeing which one fits the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very powerful technique. And so when you release trauma from the body, then that helps reset the adrenal response, the fight, flight, or freeze response. Yeah, the nervous system calms down, right? The thing is, it's exhausted, though, from chronic stress, from fighting, cortisol issues, inflammatory issues. So we also need to rebuild the adrenal system.
Mm-hmm. Before we go into that, I just wanted to ask, do you work like in a psychotherapeutic way with family constellation or some whatever, and then you use the remedy as well. So you work together. It works.
Yes. Okay. I combine basically the herbal products, the herbal herbs and supplements, etc., that are covered in the online course. People do the course and they also see me. So they go through the protocol of healing the gut, their liver, and the adrenal system. The course also has a lot of emotional healing exercises.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And of course, if people are coming to see me personally or online, or they're coming for health retreats.
So you combine also the detoxification always with homeopathy?
Yes. I'll often work on using supplements, mostly supplements, and sometimes these combination remedies. There's different companies that combine multiple low dose homeopathics. Chelidonium, Lycopodium, China salt, etc., as a liver detox combination in homeopathic form. I combine that as well as herbs, as well as herbs like milk thistle or dandelion and other herbs that are covered in the course. I'll combine all of those to get a more deeper synergistic detox effect on the body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like these remedies because they stimulate the vital force. So even other conditions are being worked on. The thyroid might get healthier. Because when you use low-dose homeopathics, usually I find they stimulate most parts of your body just to get healthier overall. Mm-hmm. So your entire metabolism heals.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so as it's healing, what I do to treat now the burnout and just body fatigue, we need adrenal supportive herbs.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. Adaptogens. Okay.
Adaptogens. Yeah, yeah. We had a full course on it. Yeah, yeah.
It's
very important. And you can productize them as well if you want to.
Absolutely. You can potentize them. I've had mixed results with the potentized versions. I love also the herb, the raw essence of them, the nutrition of them. So also to help burn out, the homeopathically speaking, well, herbal speaking, there's ashwagandha, rhodiola, and ginseng, also the B vitamins, vitamin C. I cover all these in the course as well. Mm-hmm. But it's important also if somebody has severe burnout, of course, as homeopaths, we're looking at the acid remedies. Phosphoric acid, picric acid, fluoric acid, sulfuric acid, and Caliphos is great as well.
Mm-hmm.
These also help when there's insomnia, sensitivity to noise. I'll often use these remedies as well to help somebody with burnout. And then the tissue salts are great, Schüssler salts, right? Those are excellent rebuilding the metabolism and the body back to health. So it's a very synergistic approach.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah? Yeah. And we integrate, of course, the trauma therapy with the homeopathic release of trauma and, of course, rebuilding the body and, very key, reducing inflammation and toxicity. Because as we know, it takes time for some of us to find the best homeopathic remedy for a client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you understand that also the client needs to heal their pillars of health and will feel better if they heal the gut, their liver and the adrenal system and release some trauma as well using the exercises in the course, they're automatically getting better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And you're removing the obstacles to cure. There's mm-hmm. many obstacles to cure as well, as Hahnemann says, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
When you remove these obstacles to cure and you introduce the homeopathic remedies, the body heals much faster.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and then you said you build up the person as well. So you said you will, you first do the detoxification and then you also do some building up.
It happens simultaneously. So yes, the gut, you want to reduce inflammation first mm-hmm. by healing the gut using the remedies I cover and then detoxifying the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're really burnt out, the adrenal system, then I'll introduce the adaptogens.
Mm-hmm.
It's very inflamed and very constipated. I usually wait till they're less inflamed and toxic to rebuild the adaptogen before introducing the adaptogens. Otherwise, there's too much heat in the system. It creates too much heat and aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
So all along the way, I'm using herbal remedies, a change in diet, foods, some homeopathic remedies as well to stimulate the organ systems and, of course, constitution sometimes, oftentimes as well. Remedies to heal trauma if there has been trauma in the past, to release those layers, right? Because those layers are stored in our energetic body.
Hi, homies. I'm sorry to stop the episode here, but the good news is that you can still access the massive discount which Matthias has organized for my listeners, that is you. To listen to the rest of the episode, as well as the entire Network to Heal conference package plus bonus content, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German, scroll to the bottom of the page where it says Secure Your Conference Package Now, and enter the discount code Network to Heal 200. Enjoy!